Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Hope you had a great weekend for Thanksgiving. Now the countdown is on to Christmas. So
yeah, it is December 2024, everybody.
TK Angus invites you to their 41st annual bull sale and female production sale, December 16th at the ranch east of Valentine. It all gets started at 11:30 a.m., and you can bid online at DV Auction. Go to tkangus.com and find out more details or get a hold of Tim Marlette at 308-360-1601.
Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, they are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. It's Tri-State Livestock News. You know, Mike, that's what ranchers read.
I do know that.
Yeah, so get your copy ordered today.
Well, on this first show in December, how about something by Rod Nichols to start off the program? And it's simply called Deadwood. The hour was late when an ill twist of fate brought a stranger to Deadwood's saloon. The look on his face as he entered the place caught everyone's eye in the room. The clothes on his back, all dusty and black, told stories too plain to ignore. This stranger was one who lived by the gun, those pearl 44s that he wore. "What is your pleasure?" asked the barkeep with measure, his own tone of voice held in check. "It don't pay to cross a man like this, hoss. You show him the utmost respect." "Just pour me a rye," the stranger replied, and took a full glance around the room. "I'm meeting someone," adjusting his guns. "I expect that he'll be here soon." He took a full glass and downed it right fast and motioned the barkeep to pour, eyes in a line on the mirror behind that gave him a view of the door. Some men playing card then signaled the barkeep that it was time for them to all go. "When you boys better stay, I think I'll just play," the tall man just dealt himself in. "What is your choice?" asked a half-hearted voice. "Draw poker will do me just fine. If you boys don't care, I'd like to set there where no one can come up behind." The game then began, and with a few hands, the stress of the moment had eased. The stranger in black began to relax. In fact, at his luck, he was pleased. Some then came and went, in any event. Not one was a cause of concern. A few hangers-on had stayed a bit long, just watching the way the game turned. The hours went by, and then with a sigh, "Well, he ain't coming, I guess. For cards, I'll take one, and then I am done. You boys can go home to your rest." He took the last card, then muttered, "Oh, Lord, a gunshot exploded somewhere." The stranger drew guns, then leaned forward some and fell to the floor from his chair. A nondescript man with a gun in his hand, a hanger-on, fled the saloon. A small man, in fact, whose cowardly act had sent the tall man to his doom. He'd said that he'd come here to meet with someone, and maybe they'd take their last breath. In truth, you might say, it happened that way. The stranger met up with Old Death. And, as to the hand that they dealt to the man, a pair of black aces and eights, he'd won the last pot before he was shot to finish that ill twist of fate. "Before I just go, I think you should know the name of that coward's McCall. The stranger he killed was known as Wild Bill. The rest I'll let history recall." And that was from Rod Nichols.
That's very good. "I saw Jesus today. Not sure the author. He was wearing blue jeans and an old shirt. He was up at the church building. He was alone and working hard. For just a moment, he looked a little like one of our members. But it was Jesus. I could tell by his smile. I saw Jesus last Sunday. He was teaching a Bible class. He couldn't talk real loud or use long words, but you could tell he believed what he said. For just a minute, he looked like my Sunday school teacher. But it was Jesus. I could tell by his loving voice. I saw Jesus yesterday. He was at the hospital visiting a friend who was sick. They prayed together quietly. For just a moment, he looked like Brother Jones. But it was Jesus. I could tell by the tears in his eyes. I saw Jesus this morning. He was in my kitchen making breakfast and fixing me a special lunch. For just a moment, he looked like my mom. But it was Jesus. I could feel the love from his heart. I saw Jesus everywhere, taking food to the sick, welcoming others to his home, being friendly to a newcomer. And just for a minute, I think he's someone I know. But it's always Jesus. I can tell by the way he serves. May someone see Jesus in you today. Not the religion, not the church, not the politics, but the love, the compassion, the caring, the availability, and may it be today.
You've been listening to The Good Stuff.